Yesterday, the Trump administration ordered a media blackout at the Environmental Protection Agency and will not allow staff to issue any new contracts or grants. Although the orders are temporary, some expect they'll have a big impact on EPA activities. That includes Dr. Peter Ward, who worked for 27 years with the U.S. Geological Survey as a research geophysicist and branch chief. Today he joins us by cell phone because he's manning a booth at the American Meteorological Society event in Seattle. Dr. Ward, good morning.
Good morning.
So just let's clarify, first off, what exactly can and cannot the EPA do right now?
Well, I think we know there's a change of administration going on, and that this kind of temporary blackout is not abnormal, although it's probably a little bigger than what's been done before, as they try to get an agreement, get their people on the ground on what they want to do. I mean, what has been very clear from candidate Trump and from what's their appointment of the new head of EPA is that they want to scale back significantly on the effort to reduce affect climate change.
Now, you mentioned that this is maybe not terribly unusual. In past administrations, what has the communication strategy been as the new administration sort of gets its people in place and gets up and running?
Well, there's a period of time when, most of the political appointees are not in place at the moment. And it's running a little behind, as I understand it, compared to many administrations. But so given President Trump's style, he seems to want to make a very quick change here. And it puts a lot of fear into many people. And I'm one of them. And you're just not sure where things are going. But we have to see. I mean, we know where they're headed. We know where they say they are headed. The question is, how much are they going to do?
Well, that's why we're sort of asking you to delve into politics a bit, Dr. Ward, because do you think this is political gamesmanship at this point? Because you said there are adjustments. Administrations always adjust things. Or do you feel like this is sort of a full frontal attack on certain things the EPA has tried to do?
Well, first of all, I'm a scientist. I worked 27 years with the federal government. Under the Hatch Act, I was not allowed to participate in politics. Mm-hmm. What I'm seeing is that in climate change, there are some problems with the current understanding of climate change. The Trump administration is arguing that they want to get rid of the Paris Agreement and they want to scale back on the efforts to change climate. It may be that the science is actually going to be somewhat suggestive of their direction may work. And so what I'm anxious to do is get people back to debating the science of climate change.
Is it your expectation that the scientific work will continue? Just, it's an issue of not being able to maybe make those findings public or talk to the public or other agencies about what the scientists are finding?
Well, back under the George W. Bush administration, there was a direct attempt by political appointees to rewrite the science of a particular scientist in NASA and other places. And that is something that we really should not happen. I mean, science is science, and we need to argue the science on the basis of the science. How that applies to public policy is something else. So the concept that political appointees are going to be editing, rewriting, censoring the science is not good for our democracy.
How much do you think that this order, temporary that it may be, will impact issues other than climate change?
Well, it's good. I mean, what I've read about this order is they expect within a week to list it. And how much the order is going to affect things versus how much their policies that they want to put in place. I mean, those are the policies we need to be concerned about. And at this point, we don't know what they are. But as I understand, he just signed an executive agreement for the pipeline. And there are many other actions that they're beginning to take that various people are going to disagree with.
That's Dr. Peter Ward. He worked for 27 years with the U.S. Geological Survey as a research geophysicist and branch chief. We were talking about the Trump administration ordered media blackout at the Environmental Protection Agency. Dr. Ward, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.